Paul, so I'm at it again. I am texting large numbers of people one question.
He's at it again, folks.
And the question this time is, what parentheses non-DC music podcasts are your jam right now? I've been a little like tapped out on podcasts. I want to try to tap into the wisdom of the crowd. And I texted this question to our friend and yours, Gabe Fry.
Yep.
And his response was, I've never listened to any podcast other than yours. Actually, he then said, I also only listen to podcasts where I am mentioned by name.
I think that's a solid stance.
And while we're on the subject of Gabe Fry, I just want to share a great Gabe Fry story that he shared on his Facebook. He wrote, my son got decked by a wave and lost his glasses about 35 feet out in the salty Atlantic. But I'm a stubborn man, so I walked around in chest deep surf for 10 minutes until I felt them with my feet and wrested my treasure from the arms of the sea. So that is just impressive dadding right there.
He earned his Father's Day.
Yeah. Who's first on this week's podcast, Paul?
First up is Brown Royal
here on Hometown Sounds.
He came at a time when I was lost, no love to be found. Even I was real skeptical. You proved you so down. I tried pushing you away, but your feelings here to stay. What more could I say? Traveled halfway across the world to show me you're the girl. At such a perfect time, even helped me with the grind. I opened up to you, something that I almost never knew. I can say now it was worth it all. You and me all together, standing tall. You and me all together, standing tall.
Epic, 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 epic
epic, epic. You came at a time when I was lost. Now I feel fine.
Hey, welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC finds its kids' glasses at the bottom of the ocean. I'm Tony Ferreco.
I'm Paul Vodra. And that was Epic, new song from Brown Royal featuring Kenny Allen. Brown Royal is about musical exploration, not settling for the forced labels that are put on music. Sometimes you just want to be transported by the music you listen to, and hopefully you found that transporting as well.
This is a new single available on Brown Royal's Bandcamp page. It features Kenny Allen, who is also featured on a track from the last episode's Loose Listening Party with Wes Felton. Allen is from DC and currently lives in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia.
Allen is currently releasing a new single on the 12th day of every month for 12 months with the hashtag 12th of 12. And this one is number 3 in the series. So follow all of that if you want to hear a bunch more Kenny Allen and Brown Royal. Brown Royal has just a handful of singles on the Bandcamp page. There's also a music video for this song up on YouTube. And I'm really digging this. I'm really looking forward to more from Brown Royal.
It was real cool stuff. Paul, what's going on with you?
Last week, I happened to open up the Facebook Messenger app on my phone. And I noticed there was a little badge in the upper left corner. And that is indicating that I had a message request. And the message request happens when somebody sends you a message on Facebook, but they're not friends with you.
Yep.
And Facebook makes that almost impossible to see. So this guy had messaged me like almost a month ago. And then he pinged me again. And that one somehow triggered the notification. So I finally saw it. And it's a guy who lives up in Montreal. And he wanted to buy my domain name. So because I'm a techie, nerdy kind of guy, I have my last name. I have Vodra.com. And just because I wanted to cover all the bases, I also got Vodra.org and Vodra.net. And I got a little blog up there for some tech stuff that I haven't posted to in a long time.
Why, now, why is he bothering you? Because I'm guessing you didn't get Vodra.ca.
So here's the reason he was bothering me. Because he and a couple of his friends have launched a new cryptocurrency, which is called Vodra. They have used my last name randomly, apparently, which is, I mean, you know, people have last names, whatever. But the thing about my last name is that even though it's only 5 letters long, it's pretty unique in the whole world. And basically, we're related to everybody with the last name Vodra pretty closely. And it's very Googleable. You can Google us and you can find all the Vodras. And a lot of it's me because I'm, you know, online a bunch and whatever. So this guy wanted to buy my domain name because he had launched this Vodra crypto meets content. And he had selected the domain name Vodra.io, which of course is a buzzy new domain name that some country with the code IO is selling. And people think it's fun. And he had to pick something. So he picked that one.
Why is this currency not called Vodra Coin?
I think it is called Vodra Coin, and the platform is called Vodra. And because it's not just any old cryptocurrency, it also has some other features to it. So I posted this on my Facebook with the caption, "Well, this is awkward." And a friend of mine read the white paper associated with this, and he pulled out this quote: "Vodra enables creators to pursue their passions while being fairly compensated." Which is a strange quote because it's almost related to what we're doing here. You know, we are trying to enable creators to pursue their passions while being fairly compensated by the people that listen to this podcast and go buy the music on Bandcamp or other platforms, which are real actual platforms that take actual money and give actual money to creators.
Yeah, that really comes right back around.
It's strange. It's very, very strange. So,
are you going to buy any?
He should be giving me some.
I mean, Paul, would you, if he asked you to be Vodra Coin's mascot, would you? Wouldn't you want to be the new Doge?
Oh my God. I think that fame would really frighten me. Oh my God. So that it was just a really strange thing to happen. I said, I'm not going to sell you this domain name because this is my real last name and I actually have a website up here. but how did you come up with this name? And he basically just said, we just came up with it. We thought it sounded cool. It kind of sounded like VOD, video on demand. And that was kind of like what online creators do sometimes. And of course, how many cryptocurrencies are there out in the world right now? Like, you know, 1.5 million. So I'm not terribly worried that Vodra and Vodra Coin are going to be the next Venmo, you know? Like, there might be somebody out there with the last name Venmo. And now all of a sudden, his last name's a verb, which means to pay your friends when you go out for beers. So that, you know, that must have been terrible when that happened to Mr. Venmo. So maybe this is going to happen to me, but I'm not holding my breath.
Paul, do you own any cryptocurrency?
I do own a little bit of cryptocurrency. I actually bought it like a long time ago just to see like how it worked and what it was like. And it's kind of worth a little bit now, which is kind of cool.
Is it Bitcoin?
I have some Bitcoin. I have some Ethereum. I have some Litecoin. At one point I had some Doggy Coin or Dogecoin, but it was so silly and was worth nothing. So I sold it. So I missed out on that.
Did you buy any GameStop stock?
I did not buy any stonks. I'm stonk free over here. I'm a buy and hold kind of person. I'm not a day trader. I'm not trying to ride the highs and the lows.
Do you expect to have any continued communication with our Canadian friends?
I don't think so. I mean, here's the thing. He asked if I would sell it and I said no, but I mean, the answer is I would sell it for a lot of money. And I'm not talking about Vodra coin. I'm talking about real US dollars here. You know, if he wanted to pay me $1 million, I think I would sell him Vodra.com.
Wait, did he lead with a price?
Heck no. I mean, he seemed like a young guy, maybe in his 20s. He's got some sort of venture capital to build a website and build a platform. So he's got something, but I bet he doesn't have money to throw at me to make me happy to just take my silly domain name.
What's your number?
I mean, we could talk at 1 million.
A million.
If I had $1 million, I would give up Vodra.com, I feel like, for $1 million.
Everyone has a price.
I don't know if they want my blog that goes with it, though. I don't know if I want to sell them all of my amazing tech content that I've generated over the years.
So Father's Day was not too long ago. Paul, what'd you get your dad for Father's Day?
You know what? Here's what I got him. I got him a nice card, and I got him some tech support.
Now, when you say got him tech support, do you mean provided tech support?
That's correct. Yep. Came over and helped him with this little issue and that little issue and got it all worked out.
So during my Father's Day time, it was sort of a buffet type experience with family members. And I just sort of saddled into the role of DJ with my dad's home smart speaker, which I'm from this moment on going to call Amanda.
All right.
For the sake of just not setting off people's devices.
Makes sense.
So the way I approached it was for like over an hour, I just played 90s one-hit wonders.
There were a lot of those.
So we did Steal My Sunshine by Lem.
Yep.
Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth with Money in My Hand. How Bizarre by OMC, which is a song I hated when I was a kid, but now I'm like, this song rules. Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Oh, love that song.
Which actually, like, I have always wanted to be in a band that covers that song, especially when the band is like not close to that genre at all, just because it would be like so out of left field.
Right.
Friends of P by The Rentals.
Yep. Nailed it.
Just a Friend by New Biz Marquee. And so I would call them out because I approach smart speakers as like, you should try to enunciate well.
Yeah.
So I would be like, Amanda, play Stay by Lisa Loeb. And my stepmom's daughter was like, why are you talking like that? You sound like a radio commercial. And I said, that's what I do.
Yes.
But yep, just calling out songs to Amanda. And I don't know. Last year, I got my dad a power washer for Father's Day. This year, I got him a sweet suitcase.
Nice. And some sweet DJing.
Yeah. That's it. Who's next on this week's show, Paul?
Next up is our dear friends, Washington Social Club. Was a brand new single from Washington Social Club called Drunk and Dreaming.
Washington Social Club, which of course consists of Martin Royal, Olivia Mancini, and friends. We love Washington Social Club so much. They write that they are a group of friends making music to get loose to. If you choose to, you get loose to.
They last appeared on the podcast in September of 2019 with the comeback song Dance This Out from their EP, They're Talking to Me Strange. And they are one of the few bands that we have put on the Loose Unplugged stage in the brief window when we started. And then we had to pause it from the pandemic. And hopefully that will come back real soon.
Totally, totally. Before we move on, we'd also like to share some accomplishments and accolades achieved by the band. Washington Social Club performed live on Last Call with Carson Daly in 2004. Last Call with Carson Daly, unfortunately, closed up in 2019. Also, between the years of 2004 to 2008, the group performed with the following bands: The Hold Steady, Metric, Good Charlotte, Stars, Presidents of the United States of America, Hot Hot Heat, and The Unicorns, which is just like, oh my God, those are like so many of all the best bands, and Good Charlotte's hilarious. But also on that last one, The Unicorns, Paul, are you familiar with The Unicorns?
I am not familiar with The Unicorns.
They were like a buzz band when indie buzz bands were starting to become a thing in the aughts.
Yep.
And people loved them in part for just sounding kind of weird a little bit. But then they like kind of took a hiatus and kind of went away. They turned into another group called the Corn Men.
All right.
But then their main guy, Nick Thorburn, started releasing music under a new moniker called Islands. Mm-hmm. And also in between all that time, he wrote the iconic theme music for Serial.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yep. And he has put out a new Islands record, which I can't get enough of. It is like my record of the year.
Oh, wow.
The record is called Islomania. And I looked up, I was like, what's Islomania mean? And it means love for or enthusiasm for Islands. So from Washington Social Club to Islands, thanks. I've been Tony Pareko. Who's next on this week's show, Paul?
Next up is Damu the Fudge Monk.
And that was Demu the Fudge Monk featuring Nitty Scott with a track called For Better or Worse, Part 1. This is the advance single from the new album by Demu the Fudge Monk called Conversation Piece.
And that's peace spelled P-E-A-C-E. And the song title, For Better or Worse, 4 is F-O-U-R. And there are four parts to that particular section of the album. And that was Part 1. This is coming out in September via a London label called Def Presse. You can pre-order this album now through Demu's Bandcamp page on CD Digital or two colors of vinyl, black and powder blue. So you got to pick one or the other. Powder blue sounds really good, though. I don't know why you'd pick black. So get that powder blue while you can. Here's the complicated origin of this for those who are not well-versed in this, you know, instrumental hip-hop production. Def Presse has entered into a partnership with KPM and EMI to officially open KPM's iconic music and sound design library for the first time ever.
Do you know what officially open means?
So let's read this quote. and see if this helps us understand. The music that would become conversation piece began with a trip to KPM's London HQ in late January of 2020, says Damu. I had just finished wrapping up post-production on my album Ocean Bridges with Archie Shepp and Raw Poetic. As a record collector, I'm very familiar with the legacy of the KPM brand. Listening to the entire catalog was a history lesson, and the amount of great composers and compositions in the recordings was endless. As a producer looking for textures, inspiration, and grooves, the abundance of those things made it extremely difficult to narrow down what I wanted to use. From drums to sound effects to orchestras to small rhythm sections to ambient noises, I heard a wide variety of things, and they were all so well produced and recorded. The history of KPM and the opportunity to collaborate with the prestigious lineage made the stakes very high for me, and I knew I needed to deliver a quality product. It's an honor to be the first artist to release a KPM Crate Diggers title. So this kind of sub-label, KPM, has made a lot of music that has been previously sampled by Madlib, Prince Paul, MF Doom, J Dilla, Gorillaz, and more. So this is some great, great stuff. This is, you know, basically the hip-hop producers, turntablists, these are the kind of records that they go hunting for in dusty crates in the basement of record shops, to find these kind of instrumental sections, breaks, whatever, that they use to compose their songs. And the EMI section, KPM, has officially digitized their entire collection and is now starting to open this up to the public in digital form, so you don't have to go, you know, find these rare records to be able to sample this stuff and create it. So they're easing this in. They're letting some amazing producers see what they can do with this. And the first up was Damu the Fudge Monk. And I thought that was amazing. The rap in that was featuring Brooklyn MC Nitty Scott. And the album also features Blue, DC rapper Raw Poetic, and Damu himself. We last featured Damu the Fudge Monk on the podcast in May of 2020 with a song also featuring Raw Poetic from his album Moment of Change. He is just an amazing producer, and I cannot wait to hear that whole album. And I really think buying it on vinyl, if that's the thing you do, is very appropriate in this scenario.
Yes, 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 yes. Who's next on the show, Paul?
Next up is Greenland.
Sky and home.
I want to lose the shrill of the cicada summer. Every time I turn my head, there's another shell. Truer words never spoken, Greenland. That was Greenland with a track called Cicada Summer. And Paul, you had a note in our Google Doc when you, after you put this song in there, you wrote hard pass.
I really didn't think you'd pick it, man.
Did you listen to the song before you...
I did listen to the song, but I just was like, well, this is all about cicadas, and we all know how Tony feels about them, so.
Oh, I will be beeping out the word cicada in post-production.
Oh, my God. It's a dirty word.
We're almost through it. Like, I've been able to walk to and from my car relatively wretch-free.
That's very good, dude.
I was actually exploring this topic with my therapist a couple of weeks ago and was telling her about this violent reaction I have whenever I see a cicada. And we were going through all these possible solutions of how I could address it. Nothing worked. Like, nothing would work.
Yeah.
But she even came up with the idea of, could you ask your job if you could work from home until cicada season is over?
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty, was a cool idea, but I think kind of, if I were an employer, that would raise some red flags for me.
Yeah, at least it's over soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yep, anyway, back to Greenland. Greenland was last on the podcast in 2016, 5 years ago, Paul. What were you doing in 2016?
I don't even know.
I was making this podcast.
That's right. I was having a good old time.
Set you up. Yep. Greenland describes their sound as bar prog, and I think that really came across in that track. Greenland is Jamie Green, Tony Akampora, Michael Duran, and Rishi Chakrabarty. The seeds for Greenland were planted while members Jamie and Tony were in a band together called Captain Kickass at William & Mary, and Captain Kickass played two shows.
I think Captain Kickass, pretty good band name.
It's a pretty good band name. And per a June 16th Facebook post from the band, this track, Cicada Summer, is a new single from their forthcoming album, which excited to get more details about soon.
Follow them on Bandcamp.
For real, for real.
Tony, who do we have next on the podcast?
Next on the podcast, Paul, is a group called Amorous.
We'll be right back.
Now, that was a cool thing. At the end, I'm not going to fade out.
Good job.
That was a track called In Light of Distant Events by a group called Amorous. Amorous is a new gaze band from Maryland. They perform the music of Alec Young. The group has a forthcoming 9-song album, Entropy, which will be out sometime. So I don't know how I found them. I don't know how I found Amorous. I did a scan of my emails, looked through all my Bandcamp emails, just found this sweet shoegazy stuff, and I'm glad I did.
I gotta say, I really like the title of that song, In Light of Distant Events.
Yeah, because are those distant events, are they important, unimportant, good or bad? Who could say?
The thing it makes me think of is like a supernova from really, really far away, and how the light of it takes a million years to get here. That's what it makes me think of.
I still have to read Dune.
I don't know if that's going to help you with this, but that's all right. You should read it.
Are you psyched for the new Dune movie?
I am. I think that's going to be like a movie theater movie.
Paul, for Halloween this year, could I be Kyle MacLachlan's character? And do you want to be a sand snake?
That's a hard pass right here.
I think if we got another person to play another half of the sand snake, it could be epic.
It would certainly be epic. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. Please subscribe and follow this podcast in whatever podcast app you feel is the right one for you that fits your lifestyle. If social media fits your lifestyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can find us at Hometown Sounds. Very simple. All one word with a capital H, capital S. We have a website. It's hometownsoundsdc.com. And accompanying that, we have an email address. It's dj@hometownsoundsdc.com.
That means send us your music and keep sending us your music. We love it. It's great. You rule.
We love it. Yes. But really, of course, the important thing is for everybody listening to this podcast to support all the musicians that they've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live like we all can, basically can again.
Yay. Hooray. We have one last song for you to head out on this podcast. This is a new song from Andalou. It's called Earth. Andalou is formerly the Andalusian, whom we featured on this podcast in July of 2019 with a song from her debut EP, which was called Kairos. This song, Earth, comes from a new two-part album on her Bandcamp, the soundtracks to two documentary films. One is called Rapture, and that's spelled W-R-A-P-T-U-R-E, and the other called Warming Waters, both directed by Monica Jahan Bose, for her Storytelling with Saris community building project. So here's what I was able to find about these movies. Rapture, a public art project, follows a 7-month-long climate justice art engagement from Anacostia, D.C. to a remote Bangladeshi island on the front lines of climate change. Bangladeshi-American artist Monica Jahan Bose leads over 200 people to co-create 65 climate-themed saris and then wraps 5 D.C. buildings with them. While they work on the saris, the participants recite poetry, sing, and dance, creating a trans-border community. Rapture just premiered last weekend at the Kennedy Center's Reach, so I don't know where you can see that otherwise, but keep your eyes peeled for that. Warming Waters was a temporary public art project and climate justice art collaboration that combined the communities in Washington, D.C. and Katakali Village in Bangladesh to print, write, and paint on 22 saris and drape the saris on the C&O Canal Wall in Georgetown, along with projections by Robin Bell in the evening. There are some documentaries for that available on the website for Storytelling with Saris, and you can grab Andalou's album for these soundtracks on her Bandcamp for $7. I thought this was beautiful stuff, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of this. Hope you all enjoy this. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Paul.
And we will see you all next time.